Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, founder of Gear Media Studios, Passage to Profit co-host, podcast consultant, speaker, and Gearhart Law chief marketing officer.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories and their business ventures. And now it is time for intellectual property news. The big news at the intersection of intellectual property, entertainment, and artificial intelligence, Disney just announced a roughly $1 billion investment in OpenAI, and part of that deal allows Disney characters, get this, to appear in videos generated by OpenAI's system called Sora.
And before we go any further, let's explain what Sora actually is, because this matters. So if you go into ChatGPT, you'll see on the left-hand side there's some other apps that you can use, and one of them is Sora. And Sora creates videos. It's a text-to-video AI tool. You type in a prompt, something like a short scene description, and it creates, quote, cinematic quality video from scratch. No cameras, no actors, no animation software, just words magically turning into video through the power of AI.
So that's pretty amazing stuff, I have to admit. But this is a big moment for intellectual property law because we're not just talking about fan art or short clips anymore. We're talking about AI generating movie quality content, which immediately raises questions about ownership, licensing, and control.
And what's interesting, now Disney is investing in this, but it didn't try to fight or block the technology either. You know, it said, well, they're going to do it, so let's make them take a license. And we're talking about really iconic characters from Disney, Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars, characters that are among the most valuable intellectual property assets in the world.
Yeah, and I mean, it's really interesting because this could be a marketing play by Disney, right? The idea would be that people can create their own movies using these characters, and that actually promotes the characters. People have to go back and pay for the content, like the movies and the Netflix and those other things. So maybe this is kind of a wise move. It's definitely a reversal from the way most content companies have been treating AI. They've been trying to block the LLMs from getting access to it. So definitely a different approach.
But it's going to set rules, right? So like you can't take a character and make it do something really awful. Like you can't take Snow White, take Snow White and have her chopping somebody's head off, right? But it's a pretty strong signal to the market that major intellectual property owners are saying we're willing to work with AI, but only on our terms. Yeah. And it's a huge shift. To Sahil's point, it's a huge shift from fear to strategy.
There you go. And I guess the name of the game here now is owning intellectual property assets, because that does put you in control. If you have major IP assets that you can license or transfer or commercialize with AI, if this becomes a model, then it makes intellectual property even more important.
Right. And if Disney didn't own those characters outright, they couldn't do this. But I want to hark back to something Mark Cuban said months ago. He said, in the age of AI, intellectual property is king. And here you're seeing it generate real revenue.
Yeah. Very interesting story. Marks a turn in the attitude and philosophy. Disney is such a powerhouse. We've done license deals with Disney, and their agreements are 200 pages long. They are the intellectual property maestros. And if they're doing this, then it speaks pretty loudly.
So. But one last thing, you were right. So if you think about, they let people license Mickey Mouse to put on T-shirts, they're kind of looking at this the same way, it seems like. You can license this content to make a little film.
Passage to Profit is a Gear Media Studios production. It's a nationally syndicated radio show appearing on 40 stations across the U.S. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissakat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.